Opening fall 2019, right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Quok here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Bring all your lawn's potential to life. We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
How many times a day can you fuel up and go at CVS Pharmacy? Let's find out. It's 8 a.m. and you're leaving the gym. You head to CVS to refuel and boom, 2 for $6 Belvita breakfast bars. That afternoon, the slump hits. Vending machine? Nope, CVS, where boom, $2.49 Special K Nourish Bites. Finally, it's 5 p.m., so you hit CVS before the commute and boom, 2 for $3 Think Thin Bars. Stop by CVS Pharmacy and fuel up and go on smarter snacking and beverage options. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
You are an individual, born to wander, to create, to explore, to dream. You can't be tamed or confined. Wrangler jeans are made to move with you, sharing in your daring imagination and passion for wonder. Discover your next adventure with Wrangler and explore our new fashion collection, Wonder West by Boot Barn. Where will your boots take you?
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, there are very few things in sports, Rona, that stun me. And the Andrew Luck news doesn't stun me in the respect that I've been the guy ringing the warning bell for a year. It's a little like the Tiger Woods thing. You know, I've been saying this forever, that they keep saying there are no concerns, but that there are clearly major concerns. And that practice exhibition in the middle of last season, that was a giant red flag to me. To the rest of the internet, it was a reason for celebration. And Andrew Luck was back. To me, actually someone who took the time to watch the 30-second video, I was horrified that that's what they were saying was back. And it was absolutely clear that guy wasn't playing football last year. Okay, well, I would suggest to you that if we're at April 9th and that guy's not throwing a real football, I don't think he's throwing football this year either. I'm sorry, I don't. I said then that he may be done. 1 year ago, in the middle of the football season, it wasn't a year ago, in the middle of the football season, I said he may be finished. And the Colts have downplayed all this. Remember, Colts ownership said before the start of last year that he'd be ready for the start of the season. Then they moved it to like week four. They said, well, he'd be ready by week four. Then the middle of the season, they tried him out to that practice session. And everything was good. And he was, you know, don't worry, no worries. Andrew Luck came out publicly and said, no worries, no worries, no worries. Nothing to see here. Chuckled, laughed it off. And now, 14 months from the surgery, he's saying the same thing. He's saying, nothing to see here. No worries. I'm not throwing a real football, but no worries. Hasn't played in a game. What did I say? In 463 days, right? Was that the number? Was the number?
I think that's what it was.
400. Has not played in a football game. So here's the bottom line. I have a guy who's making $150 million plus with nearly $100 million guaranteed. I traded out of the top few picks of the draft, i.e. where the quarterbacks live, to move down to six where I can take a non-quarterback because I don't need a quarterback because I have the return of Andrew Luck. Okay. Again, 463 days since he's played in an NFL football game, and he and the Colts are saying the exact same things they said a year ago. And he still isn't throwing a football. And there's nothing to worry about? I would say there's a whole lot to worry about. The Colts franchise is in big trouble. And just to be clear here, think about what we're talking about. This guy has to go from throwing whatever it is, whatever children's ball he's throwing now, he has to go from throwing that football to throwing a real football to getting out on a football field and being hit on that injured shoulder. We're talking about treating this guy right now like he's totally off limits. You're going to have to get him from where he is now to where he can absorb hits by NFL linemen and linebackers. And does that sound likely based on what we learned today? And no one's worried? Let me worry for all of you then, because I'm worried. I think you're finished. I think Andrew Luck's career is over. I think it's a big charade. I don't know what the Colts are doing. I don't know what they've been doing for 463 days. Chris Ballard's supposed to be some sort of friggin' genius. Hey, genius, you need a quarterback to play in this league. You know, based on the information the Colts were providing us, I said that Chris Ballard and company were smart for executing that trade. Based on the info they were providing, the no worries, Andrew's coming, Andrew's throwing, you know, it's all going to be good. We have a quarterback. We'll move down to six. We'll acquire additional picks. Bradley Chubb or Saquon Barkley will still fall in our laps at six. We'll have all these other picks. And, hey, congratulations, Colts. You're going to have Saquon Barkley. You're going to have Bradley Chubb to rush opposing passers, but you're not going to have one yourself. Biggest screw up, biggest fantasy campaign, misleading, disingenuous campaign ever exercised to a fan base in an American sport. Telling them for 463 days that their quarterback was ready, basically. For 14, 15 months, the Colts have said, no worries. Nothing to see here. Andrew Luck is coming. Andrew Luck's going to be fine. Hasn't played in 400, hasn't played an NFL game in 463 days, and you're throwing a child's football and telling me it's going to be fine? You're full of crap. You've been full of crap for over a year. This guy's finished. The Colts are finished. Justin, what's going on?
What's up, Walt?
How you doing, Justin?
I'm not doing the best in the world because I am a diehard Colts fan, and this is kind of my stance on the whole situation. Go back to the Peyton Manning era in Indianapolis. I said time and time again, if Peyton ever went down for a whole season, we would have the number one pick in the draft. Peyton goes down for a whole season, we have the number one pick in the draft. Not only other than that, when we gutted the team post-Peyton era and kept the kickers and nobody else, we had a team full of skill players and no depth at any position whatsoever. Well, if you look at the team that was built around Andrew Luck, it looked like the same team that was built around Peyton Manning. It was a bunch of skill players, and I don't even think they were as good as Peyton's skill players. And here we are. It looks like we're back at the road to a rebuild all over again, and I'm putting all of this on the front office.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have never seen anything like this. I don't know what to make of it. You know, the funny thing is, Justin, when you actually look back at your season last year, there are certain things that I can say that are positive. One is, I think in an absolutely impossible situation, I thought Jacoby Brissett played pretty well. You know, I thought that the Colts competed. I know you didn't win much, but I thought you competed. The games within the game. I mean, what did you lose? You lost like three or four overtime games. Maybe three. You were close.
You take the opening weekend game against St. Louis out because we got woodshedded in right. That game with Scott Tolzien playing quarterback. Other than that, every game, pretty much, we were competitive right. And showed up to play with, in my opinion, not the greatest roster and the greatest right. Talent by no means when you look at who we have on our roster. And going back to free agency, I think we let some guys walk who we should have brought back. Melvin, he played an awesome job last year at nickel corner, and we didn't even try to re-sign the guy. I mean, the team is a hole.
Hey, listen to this, Justin. S-Dub and Pelzer just wrote on the text line, it's just 456 days. What are we worried about? Said no NFL owner ever except Indy. I mean, is this not the most amazing injury situation you've ever seen with a quarterback? I mean, can you imagine? Did you ever think for a second that last year when they trotted him out there for that practice and said that everything's good and people were talking about Andrew Luck at practice, did you ever think we'd be months and months removed from that all the way to April and today they'd come out and say, well, he's not throwing a real football?
Let me tell you this. I have been a Colts fan for a long time now, and I have no faith in my front office whatsoever. I don't believe anything they say. I have no trust in them whatsoever. And to me, I wonder if Ursay done got back on his happy medicine again and just want to make everybody in the fan base feel better.
I did not say that. I want to be clear on what I did. Your host did not say that. That was Justin. I had nothing.
No. That would
be I don't
me,
endorse those comments.
Calling out my owner.
Hey, Justin, in all honesty, what do you want to do now with that sixth pick? I mean, a few days ago when they told you 2 weeks ago that Andrew Luck was throwing the football, then you felt pretty good. You felt good about that deal the Colts made. They're going to get extra picks. They're still going to get Barkley or Chubb.
But there is holes all over both right. Sides of that football. We need the picks. We definitely did. But
yeah, I mean,
with that being said, all right, we have Jacoby Brissett. We've turned down any trade offer we got on him. with the Andrew Luck situation being the way it is, we can't change that. Mm. But we got these picks from the Jets to add on. To me, going into this draft, you have to do everything you can to help Jacoby Brissett. As of right now, he is our quarterback moving forward. And to me, you have to build the team around that mindset because you can't trust anything that the Colts front office says.
See, I think you're right. I think if the Colts ownership management really has believed in this Andrew Luck fairy tale for 460 days, then I think it's time they wake up and, as you say, start planning a team around Jacoby Brissett, because there were signs last year, you know, again, he was thrown into an impossible situation. But look, I liked him back when he was drafted. I said it then. I thought he could be a steal for somebody. He's a big, tough, strong kid who makes plays. You know, I remember singling out the tape of Clemson and Florida State, where Clemson and Florida State defenders are hanging all over him, and he was still making plays against teams with way better talent. Well, he did the same thing last year, and if you can just help him, you may actually be able to build something around him. Now, you have to keep in mind, that division you're in is completely different than when Andrew Luck was winning games in it. That division suddenly is dynamic. And at the time that you were winning 11 games with Andrew Luck, it was the worst division in NFL
history. We were
history.
The only relevant team
right.
in that division
exactly right.
during this time period. Now you look, we have three good teams around us, and we're going to have to show up and play ball. And when I say help Jacoby Brissett, that doesn't necessarily mean we go out and spend every pick on offense. Go get us a stud pass rusher yep. to get the stops on third down to where he can stay on the sideline for a little, you know,
yep.
get him the ball back.
Build hey, Justin, I have to run.
Him.
Yep, I have to run, Justin.
Hey,
you're all over it.
I appreciate your time, Walt.
Thank you. Excellent job. Someone text Marty Travers Rest. You know all that stuff I said about Jalen Hurts being a strong safety?
Yeah.
Marty and Travers Rest just wrote, Andrew Luck also a strong safety. He said, you should watch that presser. He spent 30 minutes trying to convince himself to trust the process. I don't think he believes that he's coming back himself. Yeah, I think it's over. I think it's absolutely clear. I think it's been over. I don't think the guy is anywhere near playing football. Anywhere near playing football. And oh, by the way, he's getting older. You know, see, I mean, this is like Tiger repeating itself. I mean, he's getting older. You know, he's about to hit the wrong side of 30. And Ramona, look up his age. He's like right around 30. I mean, it cannot be going any worse. Rob writes, hey, Diptula's Rage, so let me get this right. Andrew Luck has been out of football for almost 2 years, and he's only throwing a children's football? This dude is done. No way he plays again. The NFL doesn't throw Nerf footballs. Okay. I mean, it's just bad. It's just all bad news. Rob writes, maybe Steve Spurrier's new football league will use Nerf footballs. Andrew Luck can go play for the old ball coach. That's just brutal. You know, it's okay to laugh because Andrew Luck's still rich. He's just not playing football anymore. Not real football. Because again, you've got to somehow get him from throwing Nerf football to taking the physical shots an NFL quarterback has to take. The Colts have been involved in some 2-year-long charade about Andrew Luck. And if they believed all that nonsense about him coming back, then shame on them. But somehow they convinced the world of it. And that's the shame on us part. They didn't convince me. I've never believed in it at all. I've had questions about it from the very beginning. The signs were all negative to me. And they just keep getting worse. And this little dog and pony show today, this is like the worst of it. I mean, he's done. Finished. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. For almost 90 years, George Coleman Ford's been doing things the right way, treating people the right way. That's who they are. That's how they stayed in business that long. That's why they just won their second straight President's Award, how they keep collecting President's Awards. Those are based on consumer surveys. It's not me saying George Coleman Ford's the best. It's you. And here's one of you. This is what Vanessa wrote. I pulled this randomly. You can go check all these reviews, Google anywhere else you want on George Coleman Ford. They're basically all the same. Vanessa writes, best buying experience ever. Randall Coleman was my salesman. He made the whole sales process so nice. There was no high-pressure sales technique whatsoever. He patiently walked me through the different models I was looking for and explained everything in detail. If you're looking for a new or used car, please request Randall Coleman. Not only is he a super nice salesman, but he's a genuinely nice person. Thank you, George Coleman, Ford, and Randall. And I love, love, love my new Ford Flex. Cars cost less than travelers rest. The people are better in Travelers Rest, as they've been for 90 years, and there are never any dealer fees or service fees. Where are you buying your next vehicle? Walt Eptula Road Rage, quick break. Don't buy it from a cult, I'll tell you that. We'll be back.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Because Cat Bus is fare-free, and because gas prices are rising again, you save money. Because Cat Bus enables all of us to drive less, we're saving energy. And because Cat Bus enables us to collectively conserve natural resources and reduce CO2 emissions, we're helping save the planet. Download the Cat Bus app today and find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
It's a home run. Founders Federal Credit Union's mortgage team is more equipped than ever to help you with the mortgage process. Whether you're buying or refinancing, our team of professionals will be there for all your needs. Visit foundersfcu.com/mortgage and apply. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA, and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Hey, Ramona, find out the name of the surgeon who did Andrew Luck's surgery. I want to know where not to go. Should I need surgery?
I'm telling you.
Did Andrew go to one of those garage butt implant surgeons down in Florida?
The tile shop?
Yeah. Did he go to the tile shop for that surgery? I mean, come on, man. That's just as bad as it gets. I mean, if I am a Colts fan today, like Justin was, or Quark's a Colts fan, I mean, I don't know what you do with this. And again, I have been concerned about this. I have expressed those concerns for a long period of time. And those things seem to be coming to fruition this afternoon. Again, look, I'm not rooting for that. You know, I just wrote on Twitter, Ramona, a couple minutes ago. I wrote, who would have ever believed that RG3 would outlast Andrew Luck in this league?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, because at least he's still playing as a backup. And man, did the top of that draft look like it has gone terribly wrong. I mean, RG3 won the rookie of the year that year, and Andrew Luck was going to be the greatest thing ever. We could be at a situation where both those guys just wind up being complete and total busts. Texter asked, what was his injury? It's a shoulder injury. So those suggesting he could move to linebacker, don't count on it with the shoulder injury. Hey, listen. Let me tell you about my friends at First Glass Halt before we move on. I have lots of things I want to get to. I don't know where this show is going. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Now, Mark and the gang have been operating in Greenville for 7 years. And if you go read the reviews, people talk about their honesty, their integrity, who they are, how they make them feel special, their knowledge, their acumen. Well, about a year ago, First Glass Halt opened a second outfit in Clemson. They're like 7 bays. You could eat off the floor. I've been there. Mark is an incredible guy, big sports fan, really loves his customers, wants to take care of and make sure that they're perfectly taken care of and always satisfied. All they work on, though, are Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. They know them inside and out. They're specialists. You know, you don't go to a general practitioner for thoracic surgery. Well, Mark has a brand new special just for listeners of this show. Just for listeners of this show. You cannot get this special anywhere else, only this show. So if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, listen up, because Ramona is going to tell you about the Road Rage First Class Halt special.
Okay, first of all, this is for the rest of this month, and you have to... When you make an appointment or call, you mention the Walt special.
The special is
free brake inspection with an alignment for only $69.95, exclusive to Walt listeners. Normally $119.95, now through the end of April.
There you go. Take advantage of that. Give me that one more time, Ramona. This is the Walt special. Call First Glass Halt right now. Set up your appointment for it.
It's a free brake inspection with an alignment for only $69.95.
There you go.
And normally $119.95.
There you go. So you're saving $50. That's a Hunter laser alignment. That's a $70,000 machine that they align your vehicle on. It's a perfect alignment every single time. So go take advantage of that. Tell them I sent you. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. My Twitter page and the text lines have exploded. I don't know what the Colts do at this point. You know, everything the Colts did in terms of executing these trades, everything the Colts did was supposed to be about getting pieces to help Andrew Luck. And on the surface, their trade seemed good. it seemed like they picked up extra draft picks. By moving down to six, they would still get their guy, whether it was Barkley, whether it was Chubb. They liked both guys equally, opposite sides of the ball. Either one was going to help them, and one of them was certain to be there. So everything seemed good, but it was all based on the knowledge that Andrew Luck was going to be a part of it. That this was Andrew Luck's team. I mean, just what a disastrous situation. Now, here's the opposite of that. The opposite of the Indy quarterback situation, the Indy quarterback room, which, well, it's not a room, it's a chair.
What? They got one option?
Yeah, the Indy quarterback room is Jacoby Brissett.
It's just him?
Yeah, wherever Jacoby Brissett goes, that's the Indy quarterback room.
He's the only option?
Well, yeah, I mean, Brad Kaya is now technically on the roster, but nobody wants him. That's the Colts quarterback room now consists of Jacoby Brissett. Andrew,
let's get lonely.
Andrew Luck tried to get in, but he couldn't turn the door handle. So there, you know, they better get armed guards around Jacoby Brissett. Man, that dude absorbed a beating last year with the Colts. They better get armed guards around him and protect him. That better be your first concern. So if you're thinking of drafting,
even if he gets back and throws a football and everything, the first thing somebody's going to do is go for that shoulder.
Exactly right.
You know, and they might get a penalty and all that, but his shoulder will be done after that.
Exactly right. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, even if some point down the line he's actually able, again, think about where we are. This guy is soft tossing what amounts to a Nerf ball. Right. Think about how you have to go from there to at some point throwing a real football, finding the arm strength and the velocity that you used to have a million years ago when people thought you were going to be the greatest quarterback of all time. And from there, start to take contact and absorb hits on that shoulder. I'm telling you right now, it's not.
Yeah, he's going to be scared, too, that people are going to hit him in the shoulder.
Yeah, it's.
You would think. I mean. After all that time?
Yeah, it's just not happening. It's over. The Colts franchise has to pay that guy.
You better worry about whether the Colts players are going to hit him in the shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, oh, and by the way, Ramona, this is hysterical. Where is this? Where'd it go? Captain Andrew Luck, you know, it's this satire page. Where, because people believe like Andrew Luck looks like a Civil War figure or something.
Because I'm looking at him.
Because he's so, they used to think he looked like like a Quaker, you know, but they think he looks like a Civil War figure or something. There's a satire website called Captain Andrew Luck, and he just posted about this. Uh-huh. Ooh. Dearest mother, he constantly writes his mother from, you know, away at war.
Oh.
Because he's away at war, so he writes his mother.
Right.
Dearest mother, I am once again among my men. In my exuberance, there has been some confusion. While I have been using live ammo with my sidearm, the rounds have not been the standard issue Duke. I simply cannot risk damaging my barrel. Soon I shall upgrade. Andrew. By the way, the first tweet under that is, any chance NFL will give Andrew Luck special authorization to throw Nerf balls in regular season games? Wow. Just not good. Not good at all. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah, especially after he took, what, a year and a half to even get the surgery to begin with.
Well, see, look, this is the thing. It was obvious. It was obvious to me that the first surgery didn't work. And he clearly needed a second surgery. A second surgery that he and the Colts have opted to avoid. Instead, he went to Europe and tried these, you know, whatever they're doing, these blood transfusions of, I don't know what you call it.
You still got to work your shoulder after you do something. You still got to keep working your shoulder out. Just can't lay there with your shoulder all, it'll never come back.
Something was wrong, okay?
It's ridiculous.
No, but listen, Andrew Luck has been a tough guy, all right? He's absorbed a lot of hits. He's been a tough guy. Something was wrong. I mean, you can't, the time frame, the expected time frame for recovery from that surgery should have had him ready before the start of last year. That's what the Colts believed. We're now, 460 days since he last played a regular season game, and that's all gone haywire. So clearly something was wrong with the first surgery. And at some point, somebody should have been smart enough to say, hey, look, we're paying you. This didn't work. We're going to go to a different surgeon and we're going to fix this, that you're going to have to be operated on again because it didn't work. And it still hasn't worked. This is like the Mets. This is what the Mets have done forever. The Mets have done these type of things. Ryan Tannehill last year. Ryan Tannehill of Miami needed knee surgery, but he didn't think so. Ryan, got a bunch of California crystals and faith healers or something to try and cure his knee. And sure as the sun comes up tomorrow and Tiger Woods can't win a major, as sure as those things, Ryan Tannehill blew up his knee again. Because it wasn't fixed. It required surgical repair. But Ryan didn't want to have surgical repair.
That's just wrong. I'm sorry. You can't do that to me when I'm trying to answer the phone.
Ryan didn't want to have surgical repair. So sure enough, he blew up his knee again. And that's where we are. And that's apparently what happened here. This surgery didn't work. And the Colts and Andrew Luck have both been living in denial. And so, 14, 15 months from the surgery, he still can't throw a real football. Don't tell me the surgery worked. They're actually trying to say we're on pace. no worries. Everything's working. We're following the plan. The plan had you playing at the start of last year, Sherlock. Lord. Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's with the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes, and they added some things that were specifically and uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is incredible. They do catering, tailgates, parties. They can customize any order. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're the home for your Cheerwine National Champion barbecue sauce. If you think that sauce sounds great, it tastes even better than it sounds. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, old and new Carolina. They smoke their wings. They have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss the chicken tenders in any of 8 sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. And the banana pudding is the best banana pudding you will ever put in your mouth. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. 654-7627. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Clemson quarterback room, which is a much bigger and better room than the Indy Colts quarterback room. And everyone can access it on their own. Walt Zeptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Walt here, inviting you to join me at the new Lakeside Lodge sales office Thursday, April 12th, to kick off the Clemson Tigers' big spring game weekend. Lakeside Lodge has an incredible 5-foot by 5-foot model of the condo hotel on display. You have to see to believe. Let their expert sales team show you what you don't want to miss out on this fall. So come see me and former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd at the new sales offices located at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows the car that will fit you and your family because they are the leader in the market. With competitive inventory, they have something for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because at Granger Nissan, all new vehicles have a lifetime warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Patrick Square Pharmacy is open, inviting you to their new store at Patrick Square's Town Center, just off Issaquena Trail in Clemson. They're a full-service pharmacy, open Monday through Saturday, with the personal care and touch only a local pharmacy can provide. That's what sets Patrick Square Pharmacy apart from the big box and chain drug stores. Kelly and Brock and the Patrick Square staff look forward to serving you and your family. Now open in Town Center, Patrick Square Pharmacy, small-town feel, big-time service.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk, online at reeds.com.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZTL series combines responsive lap bar controlled zero turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. I'm just trying to read through some of the stuff about our friend Andrew Luck. In the interim, you want to get in again. Those are the numbers to call. I just saw a text from on the Health Air text line from someone asking me about Pittsburgh and Le'Veon Bell and what the Steelers will do. Well, I mean, look, the Steelers in the loss of Ryan Shazier created a real need. They've temporarily filled it with Bostic, but that's not a permanent fix, I don't think. I don't know that Shazier will ever play again, but he may have a much better chance, in all seriousness, to play than Andrew Luck does, because I think Shazier desperately wants back. I'm not suggesting that Luck doesn't want back, but I'm just not sure the right path has been followed. But in the case of Pittsburgh, they need a replacement for Shazier. So I think their need's fairly obvious. Their needs are at inside linebacker. And I think that the players that fit that need would be Rashawn Evans of Alabama or Leighton Vander Esch. I think the question is, will either of those guys be there? Prototypically speaking, inside linebackers sink like lead weights at draft time. They're not held in high regard. It's not a priority position. And anytime I see inside linebackers, invariably they go lower than I expected them to. So I go into this draft thinking the same thing as my sort of guiding principle, because I'm involved in, you know, the National Huddle Report contest, and these are things I've had to consider. And again, if convention holds, the Steelers should have their choice of either one of those guys. However, I'm not sure that they will. I just think that there's enough interest in both those guys and more demand at the position this year that I could see both those guys going before the Steelers pick. So if the Steelers want one of them, they may actually have to plan on an aggressive draft night and perhaps moving up a few spots if the situation requires it. Other than that, they could go safety, they could go cornerback. Those are still areas that are concerns. Bud Dupree has not yet turned in the player they hoped, so they could also go outside pass rusher, you know, edge guy, outside linebacker type. Those are all possibilities for the Steelers in that situation. So we shall see. Let me get to Clemson Dad on the Northland Communication phone line. Clemson Dad.
How are you, Mr. Deptula?
Good, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, same to you.
Yeah. Real quick on Luck. Yeah, I agree with you. He's messed up. And I was going to joke earlier this afternoon. I got busy and just had a chance to call in now. I was going to joke about the Nerf football, and you may have touched on the football he's throwing, but it's not a lightweight football. It actually weighs more than a football. It's a weighted football.
Yeah.
I got to thinking, well, a Nerf football, I mean, me and my buddies back in the day, we'd play pickup games or throw it on the beach with your family, and you still got to throw for it with some zip to get it going. And this weighted football, it's like you and my friend Jimmy were joking earlier. Is it a geriatric football if it's got weights in it? I mean, restricted on his motions.
Yeah, I've not been able to listen to the press conference, obviously, because I've been on air, and I've not read any specifics of that. But all I know is that by this point in time, he should be throwing a regular NFL football, and he's not.
Well, I'm just trying to think about logically. If it's weighted, he can't. His motion can't be as quick and as strong as it normally would be if it's weighted. I'm thinking they're restricting it, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Anyway. I think that's right. Yeah, and of course, you're 100% right. That it takes a lot of arm strength to throw a Nerf football. You have to whip your arm through. You have to create all the motion because the ball itself isn't going anywhere. It's like sort of like throwing a wiffle ball versus a baseball.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Anyway, did okay on my master's picks in my top five. I got four in the top ten, so that was pretty good.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah, DJ, Bubba, Stinson, and Spieth.
Yeah, we're all the people who told me that DJ had no chance. You were right about Spieth. And by the way, Danny G, or Danny in Greenville, I should say, Danny in Greenville on the text line correctly had the winner. So that's well done, Danny.
Very nice. The last thing, what? I don't know how much you're, I think you're pretty well into the UFC. What's up with Conor McGregor? Or have you talked about that?
Look, I think he's a punk. All right. I mean, I just think he's a punk. I think that's what he is.
Lost his mind as well.
Well,
I think he's a punk.
I mean, he's a rich punk, and I hope that the felony sticks. I hope it's real. I don't think it will because I think there's some fanboys there. But I just think he's a.
Yeah.
I think he's a punk, and you know he's been involved in other incidents, and there's no call for it. You know, honestly, the UFC is getting worse and worse, in my opinion, and maybe it's time for Dan.
Almost like back in the day in crazy wrestling.
Yeah, that's what's happening to it. It's exactly what's happening to it. It's gone from being a real sport, whether people like the physical nature of it or not, to it's becoming sort of theater, and it's just worse.
My wife and I, back in the day, man, we'd rent all the matches back in the day when, you know, you had the guys like Matt Hughes and all those guys, you know, that were legitimate wrestlers and fighters. They weren't really, I don't know, entertainers, if you will.
Yep.
So
good job, Clemson Dan.
Liddell, those guys. Yep. All right, buddy.
Thank you. Caroline D says, I threw a golf ball once in golf tournament, almost cost myself a third shoulder surgery. Yep, that type of thing. Back to Northland Communication phone lines. Randy, how are you?
Hi, good to talk to you. I heard you talking earlier, and I can't believe that pro bowler Brad Kaya is with the Colts. Man, I guess, you know, if you're up north, you get to do more bowling, you know, so maybe he can work on his spin rate a little faster. Get a little better with that, and I guess with him being there, instead of Colts having bad luck, now they have no luck at all, I hear.
That's just wrong, Randy.
That's funny. It sounds like it's just right.
Yeah, no, it is just right. It is right. Instead of bad luck. Thank you, Randy.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Randy. Good job. Randy said, Ramona, now instead of having bad luck, the Colts have no luck at all. That's pretty funny.
I have to admit. Yeah.
You know, the opposite of the Colts quarterback room is the Clemson quarterback room collegiately, where, you know, again, every day brings these conversations, and it will right through the season. I mean, it's just the way it's going to be. You know, it's interesting. If it works out as I expect it to and Kelly Bryant is the quarterback, anytime Kelly Bryant plays less than perfect football, you're going to hear the cat calls and the people who want, you know, to see the other guys. You know, that's just the situation. That's how rich the Clemson quarterback room is. It's just unique. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything that compares to it. Ever. Now, I think Southern California in the heyday of Pete Carroll may have had some similar situations, but I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like this. These are not cast-offs. This is not like a Mitch Mustain who came out as a five-star quarterback who transfers to Southern Cal and joins their five-star guys and winds up being a bust. It's not even a five-star guy like a Max Brown who was at Southern Cal, and he leaves there and he winds up being a bust in Pittsburgh. This is a different situation. This is a five-star guy in Hunter Johnson who I think has an NFL future if he wants it at the position. I think he was born to play the position. And it's another five-star, Trevor Lawrence, who's a freak of nature and who was the number one player in his whole class. Not just quarterback, player. Chase Bryce, you have a four-star guy who is mature and wise beyond his years and picks things up quickly and has good leadership, according to all the reports. And then Kelly Bryant, who I think was a four-star guy when he came out, who needed time to develop because he really was still you know, he had played in running offenses for his first couple of years in high school, who's emerged as a potential Heisman contender. It's a really, really unique situation. Let me get to Dave in Simpsonville before the top of the hour. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Appreciate you getting me in. Thanks, Game Dave. One against Furman, right?
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence gets in. He throws an interception. Is Clemson fandom going to go crazy? Are they going to blow up Twitterverse? Are they going to go, oh, he's just a freshman? When all we've gotten, and again, it's Furman, okay? So their number one guys are going to be playing the entire game by the time we get down to our fourth string guy. But Trevor Lawrence makes a mistake. So is everybody going to freak out and go, well, what's going on? You know, that's the question that I have, where with Kelly, I mean, I know this is great fodder and everything, and we're going to see a lot, you know, come Saturday of what's the future going to hold. But you still got a guy who just went 12-2 or 13-2. And really, the one loss during the regular season was a hobbled Kelly Bryant, who had no business being out there, and had the coaching staff really had the stones to just put him on the shelf and take a risk at putting one of the other guys, then he'd only have one loss.
But David, I keep reading comments from people over and over and over again, and I've heard them here on the show too, and I've seen them on the text lines, and it doesn't seem like people want Kelly Bryant to be the quarterback. It just doesn't. That's my feel on it. That's my read on it. It's like he's already yesterday's news, and people don't believe in him, and they don't believe. And I don't know where any of that comes from. It's like, I'm not sure what you watched last year. I'm not sure what you people watched. I think there's just an insanity. I mean, this guy was a first-year starter who played with immature skill position players, tried to play through injury, was not going to beat Alabama. And again, I've said it and I'll say it again, Deshaun Watson was not beating Alabama last year with that group under those circumstances. He just wasn't. It took him to the exact last play before, when he had Gallman and he had, and he had Mike Williams and he had Jordan Leggett. Well, Kelly Bryant didn't have any of those guys when he played Alabama.
Exactly. And so I look at, you know, we go in and we take Kelly Bryant, goes down to Columbia and throttles the state rival in their own place. Then the next week later, he goes to Charlotte and throttles the new and improved Miami, because everybody thought Miami was going to be all of this. And all we did was just go up there and hand them one of their worst ass whippings in the whole year. So, you know, while we love to throw the, you know, we love to say new is always better. And believe me, as a lifelong Clemson fan, I want all of the four quarterbacks to have great, successful careers. But you're not talking Cole Stout, which, by the way, if you go back to Roy's show on December 24th, right before the Russell...
David, hold on. I'm at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Walt here, inviting you to join me at the new Lakeside Lodge Sales Office Thursday, April 12th, to kick off the Clemson Tigers' big spring game weekend. Lakeside Lodge has an incredible 5-foot by 5-foot model of the condo hotel on display. You have to see to believe. Let their expert sales team show you what you don't want to miss out on this fall. So come see me and former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd at the new sales offices located at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesday.
Come on! The Clemson Tigers Network.
Who's ready for some rivalry baseball? The Clemson baseball team will take on Georgia this Tuesday in North Augusta in a critical midweek matchup for the Tigers. Pre-game begins at 6 p.m. with a 6:30 first pitch on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Spring has sprung and it's time to travel. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service would also like to tell you that April 1st through 30th, you have the chance to earn up to a $70 mail-in rebate with the purchase of a set of four Yokohama Geolander, Invigor, Ascend, or Advance Series tires. That means you can save money on a wonderful set of tires. Stop by or give Steve's Tire and Service in Easley a call at 859-1361.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Clemson Area Transit is dedicated to excellence in serving everyone with safe, friendly, and reliable transportation. Whether it's Clemson, Seneca, Central, or Pendleton, put yourself in control with real-time tracking so you'll never miss your bus again. Download the free Cat Bus app, and you'll be on your way to saving money, saving energy, and saving the planet. Find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service.